Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. Daryl Huckabee with DD in morning. Always keeping you connected to what's happening in the community. And a couple of events coming up in honor or surrounding World Sickle Cell Day, which is June 19th. And joining me, I have two very good friends, Mr. Gary Smart, who is the executive director of the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, Connecticut chapter. And Mr. Gary Tinney, who is the president of the International Association of Black Professional Firefighters. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
How you doing? Thank you.
Glad to have you to talk about such an important topic that affects our community. So, Mr. Smart, let's start with you.
All right. So one of the things about our organization is we've been around for since 1985. And we started down in Bridgeport, Connecticut as the Southern Connecticut Association. But now we are statewide. So we've been trying to get ourselves squared away with getting information out across the state. But this time around, for World Sickle Cell Day, which will be on the 19th, we will be doing a number of events in and around the New Haven area, especially. And on the 18th, we're going to be kicking off the Shine the Light on World Sickle Cell Day, which actually will be a pretty big event over at the Canal Dock Boathouse. And that's going to be on the 18th at night from 7 at night to midnight, which at midnight, which we actually going to light up the building as well as the dock and area, which is going to be, we're going to be joined by the New Haven Fire Department, including the fire boat, weather permitting, and the New Haven Police Department, which who will also be on the dock, shining red lights. We also have a number of buildings that will also have lights shining over at City Hall area, as well as on the New Haven Green and some other locations that we're working on as well. On Friday, we will be downtown on the Green, joined with the Juneteenth Committee. Both of these events, we're working with Juneteenth committees, and we will be having a glow party, which hopefully it's dark enough after 4 o'clock or probably around 8. We'll be lighting up glow sticks on the Green to celebrate June 19th, which is actually World Sickle Cell Awareness Day across the world. And on Saturday, we will also be working on with the Juneteenth committee in New Haven, which is part of a festival that they have over at the Dixville Q House. And that also includes a number of events that we will be involved with, which will be a forum, which we are expecting to have some very noted clinicians be a part of to talk about sickle cell disease and in sickle cell trait as well, so to make people more aware, and also to have a Q&A session at the end of that. And as a segue to what Mr. Tinney may be talking about next, part of that is going to be partnering with the American Red Cross locally. But in this case, we're also going to be partnering with the National American Red Cross, which is where Mr. Tinney and I have been partnering across the board to bridge that gap with blood donations and the need and the awareness of having blood donations for sickle cell patients. And I'll let Mr. Tinney talk about the partnership from a national scale with the American Red Cross.
Okay, Mr. Tinney.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you again for having us. Yeah, our organization, the International Association of Black Professional Firefighters, and the National Red Cross, Ms. Wendy Tabone, reached out, and she realized that a lot of our chapters are really, with our boots on the ground, have been really reaching out and advocating for sickle cell disease on not just a local but a national level. So she thought it would be a great idea, and I thought it would be a great idea for us to partnership. So fortunately enough, our kickoff, not just the local but the national, but the locally, it's going to be held right here in New Haven, Connecticut, along with our 3 days of events. So this is, I don't think this has ever been done before, especially in our area. So I'm looking forward to this. as a firefighter, I'm a retired firefighter, fire captain from New Haven, Connecticut, you know, exposed to calls or individuals who have who suffer from sickle cell. Several of my friends, close friends who have passed, and several who are currently battling sickle cell. You know, that's kind of where I'm at as far as the passion, where the passion lies. So we started out in New Haven. We started a campaign called Ring the Bell for Sickle Cell. And what we would do is go out with the boots and ask for donation for sickle cell. So that worked out really well. And Bridgeport started it, the Bridgeport Firebird Society under Joe Kirkland, who's the current president there. And the current president here in New Haven is Josh Antrim. But that being said, I've been working with Gary and the sickle cell families for, I think, over 30 years. I just look forward to moving forward with this these 3 days and educating people pertaining to sickle cell and advising firefighters how to look at these folks when we respond to them. So again, looking forward to it. Looking forward to not only do it here in New Haven, but having this all over the country and partnering with other entities pertaining to the outreach of sickle cell.
So if you're just joining us, we're talking to Gary Smart and Gary Tinney. Gary Smart, you want to add
something? The only thing I was going to say is that with regard to the blood transfusion, to blood donations and the need for blood, is that people that don't really know about sickle cell disease may not realize the number of infusions and transfusions that have to happen with sickle cell individuals. And we call them sickle cell warriors because they are fighting a war with sickle cell on a daily basis. And what they are inclined to do when they're in the hospital is they need blood transfusions, which takes a number of pints of blood. So what we're doing is working with the American Red Cross and working with the firefighters to make sure that the blood is available, but also to make people aware of how important it is to donate and the need, especially in the Black and brown community.
Again, these events are taking place Thursday, June 18th, Friday, June 19th, and Saturday, June 20th. Is there a website people can go to get more info?
Michelle'sHouseCT.org, and it's M-I-S-C-H-E-L-L-E-S, CT.org. And our website has all the information about the events going forward, as well as information about sickle cell disease itself.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today and really grateful for the partnership and exposure to this information for our community that you're doing. So glad to be a part of it from a radio station standpoint, and moving forward, keep us abreast of future events so that we can tie in and get the word out.
Glad to have you as a partner. Appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate everything, Darrell. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Glad to get the info out to our community. And all details can be found on our community calendar at 943WYBC.com, and I'll post as well on my Facebook page. DD in the Morning, along with Darrell Huckabee, always keeping you connected to what's happening in our community, 94.3WYBC.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.